I'm Elaine Maimon. I'm president of Governor State University, and I am reviewing a book by William G. Bowen and Michael S. McPherson called Lesson Plan, An Agenda for Change in American Higher Education. It's published by Princeton University Press, 2016. And the book deals with an analysis of what are the most serious problems in American higher education. Is it administrative bloat, crippling student debt, or have these issues been exaggerated in the press to the extent that they distract from the real problems? In this book, two experts make reference to major statistical studies to address the hype and make reasonable suggestions for systemic change at U.S. colleges and universities. Now, readers may agree or disagree with Bowen and McPherson's conclusions, but no one can argue with their credentials. William G. Bowen is the former president of the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation and also former president of Princeton University. Michael S. McPherson is president of the Spencer Foundation and former president of McAllister College. Both authors have written many books on higher education. They have also overseen major philanthropic investments in colleges and universities. While some readers may disagree with their opinions, these writers are sure to get their facts right. They use research-based information and they explode several myths about higher education nationally and by implication in Illinois. Here are some of the myths. One, so-called administrative bloat is not the cause of tuition increases at state universities. The real culprit is declining state support. Now, it's always valid, they say, to look for ways to reduce costs without compromising quality, but administrative bloat is a convenient myth. Two, facts do not support the idea that students drop out of college mainly because of inadequate preparation. The main reason for students dropping out is lack of money. Many students are not aware of the federal and state grants available to them, money that they don't have to pay back. Three, facts do not support the assumption that students take longer to complete degrees because of changing demographics or lower high school test scores. The major cause for increased time to degrees is the decrease in resources per student at public universities. Four, facts do not support the belief that the vast majority of bachelor degree recipients are burdened with crippling debt. 39% of education borrowers graduate with under $10,000 in outstanding debt. Most of those with larger amounts incurred the debt while pursuing graduate degrees in medicine or business. For two-year certificate programs, 65% who completed their certificates at community colleges emerged debt-free, no debt at all, while only 14% of students at for-profit colleges finished without debt. After exploding myths about higher education, Bowen and McPherson then present their lesson plan for change. One, recognize that right now in America, family wealth is the most important factor in receiving quality higher education. That situation, they say, undermines the nation's democracy. Quality higher education should be a public good. 2, short-term vocational preparation for a first job is not sufficient for low-income students because that first job may quickly become obsolete in the 21st century. 3, quality undergraduate education provided face-to-face by well-prepared and committed faculty members is inherently expensive. Technology is not a panacea. Human interaction is required to inculcate flexibility, judgment, and common sense. The availability of high-touch education cannot be based on family wealth. Universities must commit significant resources to teaching foundation-level courses like freshman composition. It's essential for states to invest public resources in community colleges and four-year regional public universities, which are the least funded, even though students there, as the authors say, face the toughest challenges for success. States must stabilize budgets for their public universities to allow for planning and for more efficient operations. Are you listening, Illinois? I'll conclude this review with a quotation from Lesson Plan by William E. Kirwan, the former chancellor of the University System of Maryland. And here's what he says. Absent greater participation and completion rates by the poor, we will have recreated, if we have not already done so, the economic caste system many of our ancestors left England to escape.